From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello once again and welcome in the Saviour's name to our gospel broadcast. I'm delighted that you're joining with us, and I hope that you'll stay tuned for the next 15 minutes as we let the Bible speak. May I encourage any of our listeners who have spiritual concerns or problems to make contact with us. We'll be delighted to hear from you, and we'll give you all the help we can from God's precious word. So listen in for the address coming up at the end of the program, and make certain to drop us a line this week. If you've been blessed through listening to the broadcasts, then do let us know. Our preacher today is the Reverend James Porter, and he's letting the Bible speak from Proverbs chapter 23 and the verse 26, My son, give me thine heart. But before we hear that message, let's listen to these words in song.
Bible reading consists of six words in Proverbs chapter 23, where it says, My son, give me thine heart. Proverbs chapter 23 has rightly been referred to as the heart chapter. This is because it has much to say about the human heart. Now, although Solomon is the penman, he is writing under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Therefore it is the Lord who is speaking here to us about all these important matters which concern the heart. Now in this short Bible reading, we have the Lord's request in the gospel to every sinner to come to Him for salvation. This is because the way for all of us to know the Lord's saving power in our lives is by giving our hearts to the Lord. Salvation involves the sinner giving his heart to the Lord. And it's for that reason that I want you to consider this request, My son, give me thine heart. First of all, consider the meaning of this request. When the Lord says, "Give me thine heart," he is referring to the centre of man's being, the seat of his affections, his will, his understanding, his soul. Unsaved listener, the Lord is asking for your will, for your entire affections. Yes, for the very centre of your being, your soul to be surrendered over to him. This is what he means when he says to you, "Give me thine heart." It is important for us to remember that by nature the human heart is evil. In Genesis 6, verse 5, we read, "God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." The prophet Jeremiah tells us, "The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked." This is how it is with all our hearts by nature. And because of this sinful nature, we are separated from fellowship with God. We are condemned to a lost eternity in hell. And in this life, we are inclined naturally toward that which is evil in the sight of God. The Apostle Paul recognized this. In Romans 7, he says, "For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, there dwelleth no good thing. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. O wretched man that I am." The hymn writer realized it as well. For he said, "Vile and sinful, though my heart may be." And likewise, this is something that you must realize if ever you are to be saved. You must come to that place where you acknowledge before God that you're a sinner. Yet despite such a condition of the human heart, and calling the sinner to salvation, the Lord says, "Give me thine heart." No matter how far down in the mire of your sin you may have gone, the Lord says, "Give me thine heart for its cleansing and for its saving." But notice also how the Lord here is requesting the sinner to give his heart freely. He simply says, "Give me thine heart." Coming to the Lord for salvation, you're to come freely, without any preconditions. Christ says, "Come unto me, all ye that labour under heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come as you are. Give your heart to him as it is. Don't try and bargain with the Lord." Also, it must be said that in coming to Christ for salvation, you must give him all your heart, as either all or nothing. The Bible says, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart." If you're to be saved, you must repent of your sin. Your heart must have done with all of its sin and turn wholly to Christ for salvation. Acts 3, verse 19 says, "Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out." This is what it means to give all your heart to Christ in salvation. It means to turn away from your sin and to turn to Christ for the saving of your soul. But then secondly, I want you to consider with me the reasons for this request. The Lord requests the sinner to give him his heart because of his relationship in creation. The Lord is the creator of all things. Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2 says, "God hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds." Therefore, as the sovereign creator, the Lord says to us as his subjects in creation, "Give me thine heart." It is only he who created you that can save you. Also, the Lord requests the sinner to give him his heart because of his love toward him. The words, "my son," are a term of endearment, and they reveal to us the love of God and Christ toward sinners. In John's Gospel we read, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Speaking of Christ himself, the Apostle says, "The Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." And because of that love, Christ went all the way to the cross of Calvary. There he suffered and died. There he shed his precious blood to satisfy the divine justice of God and to open up a way for us to be saved. And because of that same love, he says to the sinner through our text, "My son, give me thine heart." He has provided a way for you to be saved. He is able to pardon your sin by his precious blood. Then the Lord requests the sinner to give him his heart because he wants to do him good. Whenever you give your heart to the Lord in salvation, he will make it anew. The Word of God says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Also by His Spirit He will empower you to live for God's glory. In Ezekiel 36 and verse 27, the Lord says, And I will put My Spirit within you, and cause you to walk in My statutes, and ye shall keep My judgments and do them. Also He will establish your heart steadfast in His Word, so that you may be able to stand up for God no matter what comes your way in life. Speaking of those who give their heart to the Lord, the psalmist says, He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. This is why the hymn writer could say of Christ, We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Then when you give your heart to the Lord, He will meet its every need through His abundant grace. The Bible says God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency may abound unto every good work. O sinner, the Lord asks you in salvation to give to Him your heart, because He wants to do you good, because He wants to bless you. But I want you to notice, finally this morning, the response to this request. Our text reveals that an immediate response is requested. For when the Lord says, Give me thine heart, He is speaking here in the present tense. The Lord does not say, Withhold your heart for a little time. The Lord does not say, Wait until you are older. No, the Word of God says, Today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. The Lord says, Come now, and let us reason together. Don't go on one moment longer, wasting your life on sin. Rather, give your heart now to Christ, and be saved. Remember Zacchaeus? Whenever the Lord called him to be saved, the Bible says, And he made haste, and came down and received him joyfully. This day may you also make haste to Christ. Yield up your heart to Him for the cleansing away of all your sin, and be prepared for heaven. You know, to withhold your heart from the Lord is the way of folly. Without Christ as your Saviour, when you die, you'll be separated from God for all eternity in hell. Oh, this day, choose Christ as your Saviour. Give to Him now your heart. Trust in Him alone for the saving of your soul. Look to no other. The hymn writer penned these words regarding this text. Give me thy heart, says the Saviour of men, calling in mercy again and again. Turn now from sin and from evil depart. Have I not died for thee? Give me thine heart. Oh, listen today to the voice of the Lord as He speaks to your heart. My son, give me thine heart. Trust Him today. Know the power of His great salvation in your life, and be saved for time and for eternity. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.